God's truth is given in seed form.
But Dr. Tony Evans says if the soil won't allow it to grow, it's not the seed's fault.
When the Word of God goes to work inside the soul of a believer, you're going to see the explosion of the new life.
This is The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans, author, speaker, senior pastor of Oak Cliff Bible Fellowship in Dallas, Texas, and president of The Urban Alternative. People who plant vegetable gardens usually expect to wind up with vegetables. But lots of things can go wrong between the seed and the salad. Today, Dr. Evans will explain why some of those same problems can hinder our spiritual growth. Let's join him as he explains.
Jesus speaks of a treasure. He calls this treasure the mystery of the kingdom. When he wanted to explain this treasure, he would use parables. Beginning in verse 4 of Luke chapter 8, a sower went out to sow his seeds. He tells a story about this sower who's sowing this seed, and as he sows the seed, he identifies different kind of soil that the seed falls on. What Jesus wants them to know is that while the seed is the same, the place where it lands is different. Watch this. He wants them to know that the success of the seed has nothing to do with the seed. The success of the seed has everything to do with where it lands. When the sower sows the seed and it lands in different places, it is the landing spot that determines whether there's a crop. As he said these things, he would call out, "He who hath an ear, let him hear." Evidently, it was possible to have an ear and not hear. It was possible to come to church and hear the sermon and have heard nothing at all. See, the crowd was there because they liked the teacher and they liked the teaching, but they weren't hearing him, although they were in the place where he was talking. The disciples, verse 9, began questioning him as to what the parable meant. He says, "I got a large crowd here, but only a small group is going to get where I'm going. Now, I got the crowd, but the crowd's not going to get it. Now, they're going to like me. They're going to like the stories I tell. They may even amen it, but they ain't going to get it." He says, "But to you," referring to his disciples, "it has been granted to get in on the secret." Secret. That which is not available to the rest of them. Some of us have been showing up in church for years. We've been going to church since we were made to go as kids, since we started to go as adults, and nothing's changing. The Word of God is not working. The sermons aren't fixing anything. They just are good inspirational moments where I feel good. Well, it gets even worse than that, because he says that he that hears will get more. But the one who does not hear, it says, will lose what he heard. You ever go to the a restaurant and order a sampler platter? You know, it's a little bit of this and a little bit of that. It's for sampling. The idea is not that the appetizer is the entree. It's a setup for the bigger thing. Hearing the Bible preached is an appetizer. Once you hear the sermon, no matter how much you liked it, enjoyed it, all you got was the appetizer. The disciples said, "We want the entree. What does all this mean? What do I do with what you just taught? How am I supposed to orient myself in light of what you just said?" The crowds love the appetizer. The disciples wanted a meal. They said, "No, no, 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 no. We ain't finished, Jesus. You didn't preach. You finished preaching. You finished telling the story. You finished laying it out. Now, how are we supposed to grab this? How are we supposed to use this? They were saying, not just an appetizer. He says, if you are serious, the mystery of the kingdom. The mysteries are for those followers of Jesus Christ who are not satisfied to be part of the religious crowd, who are not simply satisfied to be members of the church, who are not simply be satisfied to go through the Christian thing. Mm-mm. You don't get the mysteries. The mysteries are given to those who want the entree, and the entree is not the sermon. That's just the appetizer. Jesus had already told the story, but he only explained the meaning and its implication to the few, not to the masses. So that raises one final question. What is this seed principle? What is this thing? This thing that you need to grab, I need to grab, we need to grab, that because if we ever get it, nothing will ever be the same. He tells it to you in a very simple phrase in verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. Now, if you read that too fast, you'll miss it. Let me say it again. Jesus says in verse 11, the seed is the word of God. One more time. Jesus says, the seed, the sower went out to sow. He sowed the seed on different soil. He says, the seed in my story is the word of God. Let me say it another way. The word of God is the seed. He said, the seed is the word of God. Flip it. The word of God is the seed. Now, I know as you sit there, you're saying, okay, I got it, I got it. You don't have to tell me again. The seed is the word of God. The word of God is the seed. I got it. I got it. I got it. What's the big deal? What's the big deal about the seed principle when you just tell me the seed is the word of God? What that means is that when the word of God comes to you, here it is. When the word of God comes to you, it only comes to you in seed form. Stay with me here. You get, when you get the word of God, the acorn, not the oak. Now, the oak is in the acorn, but all God gives you when he gives you his word is the seed. He gives you the acorn. In order for an acorn to become an oak, the seed must be put in a situation where it can become one. Okay. Because all you get when you get the word of God, I don't care how much you like it, how much you love it, how much you read it, you're getting the seed. Because the seed is the word of God. But the seed is not the full grown expression of the word. Even though all the ingredients of what it's ever going to be is in it. When a female egg is fertilized, conception occurs. Life has now happened. But if that fertilized egg doesn't land right, if it does not get embedded in the womb properly, the life cannot flourish, even though the life is present. See, once the egg is fertilized, conception has occurred, there is life. But if the life is not embedded in the womb properly, it can't grow properly. When you get the word of God, what you're getting is the seed. What happens is, we come to church and get the seed, but because the soil is not consistent with the seed that it just received, it's not free to express all that it was designed to become. Because the soil isn't cooperating with the nature of the seed, then the seed does not become what it was designed to become. Every plant and fruit you know starts with a seed. But it only develops because of the soil.
We'll focus on symptoms and solutions for those soil problems when our message continues in just a moment. First, though, we have Dr. Evans with us in the studio to talk about his brand-new, just-released study Bible. Tony, we talked yesterday about the 10-year process you went through to bring this new resource from concept to completion. And you mentioned the key theme that we see from beginning to end. Tell us about that again.
Well, throughout the history of our ministry, we've emphasized this worldview called the Kingdom Agenda, the visible manifestation of the comprehensive rule of God over every area of life. And because I believe that this is the unifying theme of the Bible, God's glory through the advancement of his kingdom, we wanted to show how that is reflected through the whole of Scripture.
I know this new study Bible is packed with notes and references and resources that come from your heart for Scripture, plus years of theological study and ministry experience. But tell us about some of the other things that make this product one of a kind.
Well, the Tony Evans Study Bible is unique in a number of ways. Number one, the Bible has features of theology, features of spiritual growth. You can use a QR code and you can see sermons being taught. You can get audio sermons just by using your smart device. So it uses technology while you will also have explanations and expositions and applications tied to every paragraph in all of Scripture.
We've been talking for a few weeks on the broadcast about your new full Bible commentary. Now we have the new study Bible. What makes them similar or different?
Well, the Bible and the commentary are twins in the sense that they share a common life. At the bottom of both the Bible and the commentary, you will read the phrase, advancing God's kingdom agenda. But what the commentary gives you is more exposition, exegesis, and application, because it is totally given to that purpose. Whereas in the Bible, you have the text of Scripture, which lessens the amount of exposition you can put into the biblical text. But at the same time, the Bible has more supplemental material than the commentary has, like the QR codes and many other features. So they will work together to give you a full understanding and relevant application of all of Scripture.
The Tony Evans Study Bible and Commentary, two of the best resources you can have by your side anytime you study God's Word. They make the perfect additions to your personal library and great Christmas gifts as well. Get your copies today at tonyevans.org. And then I also want to tell you about another great devotional resource we're featuring right now, Tony's book, Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare. It'll teach you how to call out to heaven and get the help you've been waiting for, whether you're dealing with everyday issues, serious strongholds like addiction, or anything in between. For a short time, we'll send it to you as our thank you gift when you make a contribution to help keep this program coming your way each day. We're a 100% listener-supported ministry, so your faithful generosity is the only way we can keep Tony's teaching on this station. Along with the book, we'll send you the four full-length CDs in Tony's current series, The Seed Principle. So visit tonyevans.org right away to get the details and make the arrangements. That's tonyevans.org. Or call our resource center at 1-800-800-3222. Team members are standing by day and night to help you. That's 1-800-800-3222. Well, time to get back to today's lesson now. Here's Dr. Evans.
Now, let me explain something. There is nothing wrong with the seed, because the seed is the Word of God, and therefore the Word of God is perfect. There is damage in the soil. So the question is, what's the soil? James 1:21 says, receive the word implanted, which is able to save your soul. Okay, watch this. James 1:21 says, receive the word implanted, ED, meaning already planted, which is able to save your soul. That's what James 1:21 says. Now, I know we like to go around saying, my soul got saved. That's not quite right. On the day you were converted, your spirit got saved. According to 1 Peter 1, by the seed of the Word of God, your spirit was saved. Your soul is being saved. Okay, you got three parts. You got body, soul, and spirit. The spirit is the God connection. The soul is the self life. The soul is the self life. It's your personhood. And then your body is your physical life. You and I were born with a damaged soul. And we were born with a dead spirit. Our body was alive, our soul was damaged, and our spirit was dead. Okay, that's what happened when you were born. You were dead to God. Your soul was confused because of the influence and presence of sin, which affects what your body does. Because your body obeys your soul. That's why when your soul leaves, your body can't do anything, because there's no life principle operating within it. When you were saved, you got a seed. The seed was in your spirit. The goal of spiritual transformation is for the spirit to enter into the soul and the soul to reinstruct the body. So if the body's going to do different, it's because the soul is talking different. And the soul's going to talk different because it's now being influenced by a seed that's growing. Receive the word that's been implanted in you. It's already there if you're a believer, because James says, I'm talking to believers, my beloved brethren. He says, my beloved brethren. In fact, he says before that, he says, be quick to hear, slow to speak, and then slow to anger. Be quick to hear what, slow to say what, and what's ticking me off. Be quick to hear God's point of view. Be slow to go back to your point of view, and don't get mad when the two disagree. Let me explain something now. The seed is alive, but it's holding its potential hostage. Okay? Popcorn. We all like popcorn. Have you ever tried to eat unpopped popcorn? Bad experience to eat unpopped popcorn. But put that baby in a microwave and let the heat, the radiation enter into it. The reason why popcorn pops is every kernel of popcorn has moisture in it. When you radiate it, the moisture is heated up and it becomes steam. Steam rises. So when the steam begins to rise, it starts pushing against the shell. When the shell can't take the pressure of the push of the steam because of the heat of the radiation, you hear pop, 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 pop. And you would have never thought that that little thing was holding all this stuff hostage. All that stuff, that soft, nice, chewy stuff, was being held hostage by a hard external reality. Until the environment inside of it changed. And when that moisture presses up, it releases the inside that was being held hostage by the outside. When the word of God goes to work inside the soul of a believer, because the spirit inside is being heated up, you go here, pop, 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 pop. You're going to see the explosion of the new life that God has already implanted inside your soul. The problem is not the seed, because in the acorn is the tree. And the watermelon seed, that little thing, is the watermelon. It's all up in there. But until the word of God is free to do its work, which is not listening to the sermon. That's not that. That's an appetizer. That's just to get you rolling. That's why Hebrews 4 is so powerful. Hebrews 4, a closing scripture, is so powerful. Hebrews 4 says this about the word of God. It says in Hebrews 4 verse 12, for the word of God is living and active
and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing into the division of soul and spirit, of both joints and marrow, is able to judge the thoughts and intents of the heart. There is no creature hidden from his sight, but all is open and laid bare in the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The word of God, he says, is alive, is energized like a seed. It's alive. You don't see the tree, the fruit, the plant, the watermelon. You don't see any of that, but it's in there. It is alive. Well, why won't that seed grow? Because of the soil. If God's word is not working in me, if God's word is not working in you, it ain't the word that's the problem, because the word is alive. The seed is alive. It just hasn't been planted in the right spot yet. 1 Thessalonians 2, verse 13, he says, the word that you received and the word that you accepted is doing its, performing its work in you. The seed works if the soil is right. So what we do is we come to church with bad soil, but we hear a good seed and we wonder why nothing happening. It ain't the word. Because the seed is the word of God. But God's truth is given in seed form. It's not given to you as a completed process. It's given to you for the process. And if all you want is a sermon, that's all you'll get. And not only is that all you get, that which you get will be taken from you. Which is why you won't next week even remember this week's sermon, because that which you get will be taken from you.
Dr. Evans will come back with a closing thought about why remodeling your life is a little like remodeling your house. Stay with us for that.
Anyone who reads the Bible and doesn't have a question or two, well, maybe they're not really reading the Bible. Dig deeper into God's Word with the Tony Evans Study Bible and get those answers. Tony brings his own relevant and fresh perspective to understanding Scripture like no other author ever has. From the highly readable, reliable CSB translation to loads of study notes, inspirational articles, video features, and more, the answers are right here. Pick up your copy of this historic release today at TonyEvans.org.
While you're there, don't forget to request your copy of Tony's current series called The Seed Principle, a look at how healthy spiritual growth happens. And don't forget, right now, we're offering this 4-CD collection as our gift when you make a contribution to help support the ministry of The Alternative. Along with it, we'll send you the Prayers for Victory in Spiritual Warfare book I told you about earlier. But this special offer runs out soon, so don't wait. Once again, the place to go for details is TonyEvans.org, or call our Resource Center at 1-800-800-3222 and let one of our team members help you make the arrangements. That's 1-800-800-3222. Anybody who's lost their vegetable garden to gophers, birds, worms, and so on knows that seeds aren't safe when they're left in the open by themselves. Be sure to join Dr. Evans on Monday, as he talks about how God secures what he plants in our lives. Right now, though, he's back with this final comment for today.
He says the word is a two-edged sword. It destroys and it constructs. Like remodeling a house, you got to mess it up before you can fix it up. That's why if you get serious about these things, things may get worse before they get better. Because that's the nature of remodeling something. But if you're satisfied with your distorted soul, because this is how I roll, this is my swag, this is my style, the word of God can't help you because it can't take root in that soil. He that hath an ear, let him hear. If you're tired of church and religion and sermons that don't work, the problem is in the soil.
The Alternative with Dr. Tony Evans is brought to you by The Urban Alternative and is made possible by the generous contributions of listeners like you.